Hey friends, this is Paul, and glad to be with you today on Thursday, the 28th day of March, 2024 on Holy Week. This is Monday, Thursday. I'll talk about what that means in a moment. I want to start by commenting on how much fun I've had today. If you've noticed, followed me all week, I've been in the same spot in the same shirt. That's because I've recorded up until this point all of these for this week today, and the sun's moved in the sky in different places. I've had a lot of other things to do. A lot of recordings, a lot of uploadings. We've got a lot of irons in the fire digitally at the moment. But this has been a fun day of just spending a few seconds with it. A while in some cases. And then just trying to condense stuff down into 5 or 6 minutes to say something that might be relevant for you. This is where it's already been exciting, but this is where it gets really exciting in the next few days, because of course tomorrow's Good Friday and then Holy Saturday, and then boom, the tomb opens. And so Maundy Thursday. Maundy is a Latin word that means mandate. Some years ago, I remember doing a conference, and a gentleman came to me and said that he had been studying church history, and he had never found where anyone had written about Jesus' great commandment from John 13, what is considered the greatest. You know, Jesus said, "A new commandment I leave you." In fact, let me read that for you, because that's the text I want to read today. John 13, 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." That commandment comes at the Last Supper. It comes at the end of John 13, where Jesus has washed his disciples' feet. They've shared the meal, the covenant meal, and he gives the mandate. That gentleman said to me, "Well, I've never been able to find in church history where anybody really focused on that. Why haven't we focused on it?" And I thought it was a great question, and I think we should focus on it. Then years later, when I started really trying to get introduced to the lectionary and to the church calendar, which in evangelical circles, we didn't do either one, I come across Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday is a thing. It's like it's been in the church for a long, long time. It's Mandate Thursday. What's the mandate? The mandate is John 13, 34. The church has been teaching Maundy Thursday for hundreds of years, going on 2,000 years. And they've been teaching that the disciples and us were given a mandate to love one another as he loved us. And so it's funny to me, and now looking back, the reason that we couldn't find, or that it hadn't hit his awareness or his consciousness that the church emphasized it, is because we weren't celebrating the Christian calendar, and we weren't paying attention to the days on that Christian calendar. Today's mandate is to love one another as he has loved us. What makes this day important in the life of Jesus is because Jesus shares the Passover meal with his disciples on this day. Passover was a Jewish holiday, a feast day is a better way to say that. Holy day is where we get the phrase holiday. And so they start as holy days, and then we make them holidays. But the holy day of Passover, the holy week of Passover, was a celebration of the children of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt, where the blood was put upon the doorpost and the doormantle. And God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And so Passover became a feast in which they celebrated the release from bondage. Jesus shares with his disciples the Passover meal, but he reimagines it. He reforms it, because Passover had always been marked as a covenant between the people of God and God. And Jesus tears bread in half, hands it to his disciples, pours a glass of wine, drinks from it, hands it to his disciples. He says, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." We celebrate this as the Eucharist in the church, from a word that means thankful, because we're thankful that the body's been broken, the blood's been shed for us. And in doing so, Jesus transforms the Passover meal into the communion meal. He transforms Passover from a Jewish rite only to a Christian rite of celebrating the fact that Christ becomes, as Paul said, our Paschal Lamb, our Passover Lamb. And what makes it even more incredible is that you and I now become, in a sense, the flesh and blood of Christ offered to the world. You and I become the tangibleness of who Christ is on the earth, and we get to participate in that. And so communion is more than getting things. In fact, it's not even really getting things. I know we've had a real tradition of that particularly in the last few decades in the charismatic church, of communion being how you get healed or how you get God's blessings or favor. And they just turned it into another religious work. It's a sacrament. It's sacred. And it's participating in the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. But it's why do we connect it as the mandate with communion? Why did Jesus connect the mandate to love one another as I have loved you with the communion of his body and his blood? Because by going out to love someone as we love ourselves, we give of ourselves. We give in much the same way that Christ gives his flesh and his blood. We give a piece of ourselves in loving our neighbor. Paul would tell the husbands in Ephesians 5 to love them, their wives as they love their own bodies. Well, it's the same concept in how we love. We give of ourselves in love. That's the great mandate. So on Monday, Thursday, on this day, in which you have a mandate, then I encourage you to love as you are loved. And if that's tough, then do it in reverse. Know that you're loved, and then go love accordingly. And if you don't know that you're loved, I want to start by saying that bring this to a close by saying God loves you. He is love, and he's expressed it in the cross. And I hope you'll receive his love for you, know that he loves you, and then make it your mandate to go share that love in the way that you live your life, in the way that you love your neighbor. Good Friday tomorrow. Hope you have a great Monday, Thursday. We'll see you then. God bless.